I'm here with Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. Charles, last year Colorado had split legislative control with Democrats in charge of the Senate and Republicans holding the House majority. We saw an historic vote in favor of the budget. Lawmakers on all sides praised it. A much different tone from Republicans this time around now that Democrats control the legislature.
Well, that's the politics of the state budget. When you're in the majority, you're supposed to be the adult in the room and you're supposed to vote for the policies and the budget that is their, quote, moral document. Last year, the Republicans had control of the House, and so they had an input in the budget, and they were proud of what they were able to do to it. This year, they don't. They're in the minority in both the House and the Senate, and they're still upset over some of the other bills that have come through, such as the gun bills, and so they're still making it out of the politics. And that's really what it comes down to. I've said this many times before to you, Benta. You can never separate the politics from this building, no matter what it is you're talking about. If you're talking about getting breakfast, what's the politics of it? It's always there.
And Joe, this year it's a little bit different because for the first time the state has more wiggle room. They're starting to restore cuts. And when you look at the surface and the talking points from both parties, it seems like there would be broad areas of agreement. They talk about economic development, jobs, education, even mental health.
Yeah, and those are all items that are in the budget. More importantly, the last few years, Governor Hickenlooper came in and really cut the school budget pretty drastically. He came in after Governor Ritter, who was trying to minimize budget cuts at all costs. Hickenlooper said, we need to match our budget to our means. Now that the economy is improving, they've got a really solid foundation to build off of, and they have a lot of extra money that's just kind of laying around in savings. And this is what Republicans have been going after for years, trying to say, we need to save more money, we need to save more money. This year, they are expanding the size of their reserve account and keeping hundreds of millions of dollars left over in the school fund for a possible downturn in the future. Despite that, we're still kind of back at the same budget arguments that we heard in 2008.
Do you agree with Charles? You're not surprised, just given the political dynamic?
This is my eighth session, and this is probably as heated as I've seen the politics get. The gun bills, definitely. I think they've pretty much poisoned the atmosphere here for the rest of the year. Senator Kent Lambert, an influential Republican on the Budget Committee, he said he's not voting for the budget, and he cited the reason as not the budget itself, but the other bills that have passed through the legislature. It's like they're just distancing themselves from not just from the budget, but from the entire legislature and anything the legislature does.
It has been a very busy session, more so in my 17 years. But we've seen, in those years, we've seen some big issues come and go, but not so many big issues. And we've had a lot of them. And yeah, Joe is absolutely right. It is the gun bills that have set them off. And, it's funny how they are putting all that together in the budget bill, which has nothing to do with the gun bills, has nothing to do with some of these other issues that they're upset about, but they're taking it out, in the budget bills. I'm not quite sure why that is. Maybe it is just what Joe says, that they're not going to be able to come together on anything. But it's always a good political tool for both sides to use. So maybe that's the reason why.
We'll see if they come together on any oil and gas regulations and also regulating recreational marijuana, which they still have to do. That was Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, and Benta Brooklund at the State Capitol.